I'm Jan Walker, and I'm talking with Kel McBride about Krampus, Rampage, and Bazaar.
Hello.
Thank you for meeting with me.
Thanks for having me. The Krampus Rampage and Bazaar is coming up. It'll be December 2nd, Saturday. It'll take place in lovely downtown Bloomington. It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy the city in the wintertime months. We will be starting at 5 p.m. with our Krampus Bazaar. That'll be at the City Commons, where the farmers market is traditionally held. There'll be all kinds of activities there people can participate in, everything from sack races and chalk art to mask making. And then after the parade, people can even get up close and personal to the Krampus.
What's the history of Krampus?
Krampus are an Alpine legend. They get to hear them more in about Austria, Germany, and sometimes northern Italy. And the Krampus are the sidekick to St. Nicholas. We know St. Nicholas as St. Nick or Santa Claus, and here in the United States, Santa Claus makes a list of who's naughty and who's nice. The good kids get candy and presents, and oddly, in America, it seems like the bad kids also get candy and presents. When you're talking about St. Nicholas and Krampus, it's a whole different story. We still get the little kids and the good adults get candy and presents if they're good. However, for those that have been naughty and have had bad behavior, they get punished. And the way they get punished is they get frightened by these large, hairy, evil beasts with long claws and big horns. And they get frightened, and they get a little terrorized, and they might even get a swat on the butt.
Now, how did that go from that legend to a festival?
You know, a friend of mine posted a video on Facebook about 6 years ago of this amazing Alpine parade of Krampus. It just blew my mind, honestly. That day, I was watching Krampus parades from all over that region and thought, you know, we could do that here in Bloomington. So that evening, I took out one of our core coordinators and took him out for drinks and said, hey, do you think we could do this? And he says, I'm in. So 13 months later, we had the first Krampus event.
Wow. Now, I also saw where there might be some fire spinners.
So, yeah, the parade itself will start at 6 p.m. It will begin at 4th and Madison, work its way north up Madison Street to 7th Street, about where the Johnson's Creamery building is. We'll take a right on 7th Street over to Morton, which is where the Bloomington Bagel Company is. We'll take that north up Morton and walk directly into the Showers Commons parking lot. And in that parade, you will find angels, St. Nicholas, his handy sidekick, Ruprecht. And then followed by them will be a large collection of fire performers who, along with our chaotic drummer and our banner bearers and torch holders, will signal that the Krampus are soon to come.
Now, would this event be acceptable for smaller children?
You know, I find that parents know their kids best. And there are some kids that are terrified of the Easter Bunny. They hate the idea of sitting on Santa Claus's lap at the mall. Mm-hmm. If that's your kid, they're not ready for Krampus. However, Alpine kids have been digging Krampus for centuries. So with the right education and the kids understand what to expect, that yes, there will be this large hairy beast that will tower over them and maybe to be a little scary. If they know that that's coming and if they've been nice, then they've got nothing to fear. But it's good to remember that parents can put a nice sticker or a naughty sticker on their child. If the child has a nice sticker on, the Krampus will give them some space. And they'll probably get a piece of candy. But if they've got a naughty sticker, the Krampus know that they have been misbehaving.
Uh-oh. Someone said that some people come in costume.
Yeah, we love it when people come dressed up. So we get people that, you know, they might do a little bit of a Krampus-y mask, or they'll dress up in their best Christmas regalia, or we have people that sometimes show up in their crazy Christmas sweaters and things like that. However, the only actual Krampus that are at the event are the Krampus that are in the parade, just for safety's sake. They're a wild group, and you know, you just don't want to have too many beasts wandering around.
This will be my first year to go. It's going to be a family thing.
Oh, fabulous. Well, definitely stop by the bazaar. One of the things that you can do in the bazaar is participate in Harm's Way. That's right, Harm's Way. If you're interested, you can, for a small donation, have the opportunity to get really up close and personal with the Krampus towering and leering over the top of you. And when I mentioned donations, that is something that's quite important. So the Bloomington Arts Commission, the Bloomington Urban Enterprise Zone, as well as Visit Bloomington, have all given us very generous grants to help support the event. but it is an expensive event. So if people can drop some dollars here and there at our activities or buy some fabulous merch or even just drop a donation in one of our heralders' baskets, we greatly appreciate it because this event is for the community. It is free, and we don't take on corporate sponsors. We've always wanted to make this more of a community event.
All right. Well, thank you. I look forward to it. And thank you very much for meeting me here today.
No, no problem. Watch out. I hope you've been nice.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.